were doing a project on diet and food preparation, and we were down on a factory farm the other day.
What was it like?
Very sad. I came away feeling really depressed, I can tell you. Why, it's called a farm, I can't imagine. There wasn't a blade of grass in sight. Never mind a farmer.
Well, we all have to eat, I suppose. And the food's got to come from somewhere at a price we can afford. Mass production methods keep prices down.
But you should have seen it. Or rather, smelt it. It was unbelievable.
What's the place called, anyway?
Sweet Meat Poultry Limited. Only it's not so sweet when you actually get there. They sell eggs and frozen chicken, mainly, but they do veal and pork as well. There's a huge frozen food store on the same site. People were flocking in from everywhere.
What was so terrible, then?
The main building's enormous. It's a low barn, something like a hypermarket. And inside, there are dozens of rows of cages and hundreds of cages in each row, crammed with chickens. The noise was absolutely deafening. Apparently, there were 50,000 chickens in there, all under the same roof. Talk about overcrowding. There ought to be a law against it.
Just imagine. All caged up together on a sort of production line, turning out eggs and meat for the hungry nation. They've hardly got room to turn round, and they have to spend their lives standing on a wire floor. They may look really awful, pecking each other's feathers off out of boredom.
That's why the lighting's turned down so low. It was practically night in there for 24 hours a day, so they can't see to quarrel with each other.
Just bear all that in mind the next time you order chicken and chips.